to the Flash Game University podcast, flashgameu.com. I'm Gary Rosenzweig, and with me is William Follett.
Hello.
Hi, and in this episode, I wanted to take the time to talk about ActionScript 3, which is really what it's all about. It's the book of ActionScript 3.0 Game Programming University, as the title suggests, is about ActionScript 3. The site, even though, you know, no problem going to the forum and talking about early versions of ActionScript, it's really about game programming, and ActionScript 3.0 means game programming.
That's right.
That's one of the things about it, is what makes me so excited about it. It is 10 to 100 to even 1,000 times faster than early versions of ActionScript, which is important. I mean, you think in a game, as an example, like you want to have a space rocks type of game. You have things floating around. You can have 16 different rocks floating around in your ship, and you're firing bullets.
Yeah.
A lot of collision detection. You've got 10 little laser blasts floating around in space. You've got 16 rocks. You've got your ship. You have to detect everything is colliding with everything else. It's a big loop, big test, mathematical test being done.
Yeah.
And early version of ActionScript, that would take a while. And ActionScript 3 just happens.
Okay.
So fast.
All right. A pool game.
Yeah. Well,
would that be faster?
Yes. Well, actually,
your ball hits the other balls.
Oh my!
And each ball has to compute.
It goes exponential, especially when you're breaking. You know, so there's things like that are just because of the brute force in ActionScript 3. And the way it does it is there's a new engine. There's actually two engines in modern Flash. You download Flash 9 Player. There's one engine that interprets earlier ActionScript, ActionScript 1 and 2, and an engine that interprets ActionScript 3. And the engine that interprets ActionScript 3 is way faster than the other one. And so if you stick to ActionScript 3, you can do all these calculations way faster. One of the ways it's faster is there's something in ActionScript 3 called strict typing.
Strict typing.
Strict typing, yes.
Okay.
And what this means is you create a variable, and you say what that variable is going to hold. In early versions of ActionScript, even though ActionScript 2 allowed you to do typing, it wasn't strict typing, you could basically have a variable, say, variable A. And A could be a string, a bunch of characters, it could be an array, it could be a number, it could be all sorts of stuff. In ActionScript 3, you might say it's an integer, and that's all it's ever going to be.
So A will always be an integer.
Yeah. And the speed is incredible. So, for instance, the three type of numbers are number, which is equivalent to like a floating point value, you know, something like 7.839 or whatever.
Yeah.
There's integer, which is, you know, number like 1 or negative 5. And then there's even one called unsigned integer, uint, which is just zero and up.
Okay.
And the difference between number, handling a number's got to be this thing, it's got to hold like decimal places, and it's this complex construct. And if you're going to do something like loop a million times, and you're going to use this complex construct to represent the number you're looping, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
uh-huh.
It's a lot more memory access, a lot more calculation each time to compare that number and see if, is it equal to 3? Well, I don't know. I have to, you know, use this weird construct to determine if it's equal. But if you say it's an integer, it's a very simple little construct, a tiny little thing just represented almost by bare bits in the computer. And you can compare it, you can change it very easily. So you can do like a loop using numbers, and then you could do the loop using integers, it would be like 1,000 times faster. That's my test. So having that, and the same thing with a string, saying, hey, this is nothing, never going to be anything but a string. It's a bunch of characters. It's very simple, as opposed to having this overall, it's going to be this object. It could be anything. That makes it really easy to do things, and fast. So that's one of the things ActionScript does. Another thing it does, ActionScript 3 does, is it changes how things are displayed. If you've done a lot of work in ActionScript 1 or 2, and you add movie clips to the stage using ActionScript, you know that, you get this weird thing where you add it to the stage, and then there's depths, and you could swap two things, be on top of each other,
yeah.
And it's really strange and weird how it works. ActionScript 3 throws that all away, and everything's children of the stage. You have the stage, then you have its children, so its children may be three movie clips. Movie clips, they may actually have children inside them, so there may be four movie clips inside this one movie clip. And then each thing just has it's just a list. This is the first thing I'm going to draw. This is the last thing I'm going to draw.
Okay.
And you can insert something in the middle of that list, in the front of the list, and the end of that list. And it's done. There's no strange swapping and having something that's at like this layer and that layer. It makes it very easy to do things, and of course it makes it fast. Another thing ActionScript 3 does to make things fast is it has something called a sprite. And in the old versions of ActionScript, we had something called a movie clip. Movie clips are basically, like the Flash movie is one big movie clip.
Yeah.
then you can have movie clips inside that, like that are little mini Flash movies. They've got their own timeline, they've got their own elements, and they can have movie clips inside of those.
Yeah.
And it's encapsulation. You can go as deep as you want. Well, what really slows that down for a lot of stuff is you put something on the screen, like, say, a little spaceship. And the spaceship doesn't have all animation, doesn't have anything. It's just an image. Inside that movie clip is an entire timeline structure for how that might be animated, how it might have labels and frames and keyframes. Well, a sprite says, you know what? It's going to be like a movie clip, but it's not going to have any of that. There's not going to be any timeline. It's just going to be a static element that's just going to be this one thing. And it makes it so much easier. But as that overhead of a timeline, it can render this thing on the screen very quickly. Now, a sprite can actually have more sprites in it, and it can actually have, a sprite can actually have movie clips in it. That's fine. But the sprite itself is not something that needs to be, animated or whatever. Well, so it's simple. It allows you to go and choose and say, this is a simple object, this is a complex animated object.
Well, that makes sense. If you're going to rotate a spaceship on the screen, you don't need the animation frames.
Oh, and in a typical game, you may have a dozen movie clips, but you may also have 100 other elements that are not animated in any way.
Okay.
And these are all called display objects. And then there's other types of display objects, like a little text field, for instance, is a display object. Video is a display object, that type of thing.
Okay.
So it breaks it down into more basic elements that are easier to understand, easier to build with, and easier to tell Flash exactly what you want and no more than what you want.
Yeah.
So that's the three main reasons why Flash ActionScript 3 is faster. It is going to be tougher for people that have been doing ActionScript 2 and before to get used to.
Now, do they have to relearn a lot of stuff?
There's some stuff, some stuff looks exactly the same. You know, doing little conditional statements, if statements, for loops, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff that you have to get used to. Like, you have to declare variables. So, for instance, for loop, you might have said, like, for, and then a paren, and then I equals 0, and a semicolon, etc. Now you got to say for, paren, and then you say var, V-I-R, to declare a variable, and space I, and then you have to say, well, what is I? Colon, int, for an integer, equals 0. And then you can't, if you use I again in the same one, you can't say var again, because you're not redeclaring it. So some things you have to get used to. One of the big things is, like, for instance, creating a button. Simple thing of creating a button. In ActionScript 2 and earlier, you can actually put a button on the screen, and have a script attached to it, the script for that button, to say, like, on press, and then, like, go to and play this frame. You can't do that in ActionScript 3. You can't attach scripts to buttons, actually.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, how am I going to use buttons if I can't do that?
You assign a name to the button, so you say, this is my button.
Okay.
And then in the timeline, you would actually say, okay, my button, dot add event listener. So add event listener would say, okay, I'm going to add an event listener, something that listens for events on this button, and then you assign it the event I want it to listen to, which will be a mouse event click.
Yeah.
And then you would say, when the mouse event click happens, call this function. So the function might be my button function. And then that tells that button now to listen for a mouse click. Then you create a function called my button function, and you put inside that function, go to and play this frame. So that's a good example of one thing that was simple that now is very complex. But at the same time, once you get programming, there are things that were very complex before.
That are
simple. Manipulating lots of objects and stuff that are so simple. So, you have to get used to it. And it'll take some getting used to. But I find that things that took me a while to do, that I would look and say, boy, this could be several days before I get this game up and running in any state, even a very basic state. Mm-hmm. I can get a game up and running in like a day. And it's just really quick and easy to do that, and then it's all fast. You just have to learn to think a little different. You have to learn to do things differently. You can't add movie anymore. You actually go ahead and you assign an object identifier to a symbol in the library, and then you actually create a new version of that. So say you had something called my movie clip. In the past, you would say, like, add movie, or attach movie, sorry. Attach movie, my movie clip.
Yeah.
It would go onto the screen, and then you have to manipulate where it was and all this stuff. In ActionScript 3, you would actually go and call it in the symbol, you would actually attach an identifier to it, a class that was called my movie clip. And then in ActionScript 3, you would say, okay, let's create a new my movie clip. Just like you're creating a new variable, like a new integer or a new string, you'd be creating a new version of this movie clip. And then you would say add child, and add the child to the stage or to another movie clip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you would do it there. Now the interesting thing is that you could actually create an ActionScript class, a little AS file, that's for my movie clip. So every time you create a new version of it, it's its own code, self-contained.
Okay.
It makes it very powerful, and very object-oriented as well.
And very fast.
Yeah, and great as a game development platform. The encapsulation is great, being able to do things like, for instance, I was just programming a game this weekend, and I had, just to get things done really quickly, I had everything just go onto the screen, onto the stage.
Yeah.
So I added a bunch of objects, and I added a bunch of enemies, and I added a bunch of things that are flying through the air in the game, and I put them on the stage. And I realized, you know, I really want to encapsulate that inside of something, because I want to have some elements that appear on top, some background elements that appear on the bottom. So I just simply, everywhere it said add child, I actually said, instead of adding child to the stage, I add a child to a movie clip that I created.
Uh-huh.
And every place I put remove child, I just modified those commands, and I knew that was all I needed to do.
It was that easy.
And then everything was in this movie clip, and it was encapsulated in this movie clip, and I was able to put that in a layer, you know, under the foreground, above the background.
Huh.
And it was very easy to move those things around, and it's kind of neat. Quick, rapid development using techniques like that. So, yeah.
Well, very good. Rapid development that pays off too.
Rapid development pays off. Yes,
I'm so blown away when you're showing me the side scroller with the animated background.
Yes,
and how fast it was running.
Yes, I mean,
I've never seen that in a Flash.
No, I'm really so psyched about how fast it is and some of the cool things. And we've got three or four now Actions Group 3 games, including the one I'm working on right now, that'll be up on the site, and then there'll be probably. Be taking over the site in ActionScript 3, really. Cool. It's pretty much most of our new development is going to be ActionScript 3 games that'll be up there. So anyway, so I'm excited about it, and of course you can read in the book ActionScript 3.0 Game Programming University at the end of the month more about all the cool ways to program games, and there'll be more stuff at the site as well. And if you've got a question about ActionScript 3, especially as it pertains to game development, ask it at the site by clicking on the Ask Gary link. I'll answer it in the blog.
Or you can mention it in the forums.
Yes, and go to the forums as well. Let's get the conversation started.
Yeah.
So great. And that's it for our initial set of opening podcasts. We'll be doing more of these and also some video podcasts with some tutorials showing you on screen how I do things in the future. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.